This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I am in a coffee shop on a college campus sitting next to a pastor from Mobile, Alabama. And I know he's big into football, and I know he loves Jesus, and he is Pastor Travis. Pastor, what have we walked into here? Talk to me.
Stu, I walked into a cultural landmine because you completely mispronounced Mobile. Mobile. It's Mobile. M-O-B-E, long E, L, Mobile.
Like a mobile phone.
Yes. It's really, actually, no, like a mobile phone, but it is.
Okay.
It is very confusing when you're looking for a mobile phone repair shop in Mobile. Like, is it mobile repair phone, or is it mobile phone repair?
But tell everyone about the meme you put on your Instagram, Pastor Travis. The day Alabama won a big game, and you posted.
Right,
immediately. You seized the moment as a pastor.
I had to. I did it. I had it tuned up on the last play, right? Because you're always in it until it's over, right? So... Alabama, Auburn, Iron Bowl. I hate preaching the day after that because half of my church is upset, right? And, well, actually, the Alabama fans make up the crowd. The Auburn fans make up the offering. So we're, like, wrestling around on that. So when the 4th-and-31 happened, we got the touchdown, then I Facebooked out, Instagrammed out. What was it?
No excuse.
Dear Alabama fans, no excuses. Oh, come on, help me out. It was, you better be in church tomorrow. You better, you know, God came through for you. You need to come through for him. Yeah, it was a moment. It's not exactly what it said, but you get the idea.
I love it. So some people call him a mega church pastor. We are actually in the bookstore. My daughter's videoing us right now. There's Joy. She is a student here at this Liberty University. We just had a high-powered meeting here. But tell us, Pastor, how did you come to know the Lord? And I wanted you to share your testimony a little bit with these young people. These are future leaders of America. We're in here broadcasting from this cool on-campus coffee shop. I love it. And my pumpkin spice latte, half sweet with oat milk, is about to come up. You've got your caramel macchiato, so you got a head start on me.
Right.
But talk a little bit about who is Pastor Travis Johnson. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your testimony.
Okay, so I grew up in a pastor's home, so I was a PK. So all of the pastor's kids, are you a PK?
No.
Okay, so I was, my dad, I still am, right? But my dad, on the first Sunday of a pastorate when I was 13 years old, I climbed on the roof of the church with another kid I had just met in the church. He fell off, broke his arm. Pastor's kids, you got stuff, okay? So, but I grew up in church, and I love my dad, had a mom and dad that... They lived their faith same in the pulpit as they did at home. So that really helped.
You grew up where?
I grew up in Miami, Florida.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
Grew up in Miami, Homestead, South Miami.
Yeah.
And so I actually came to faith for myself when a friend raised questions about Jesus. He was a Jehovah's Witness. So I began to have questions about, did Jesus exist? So I did what any 17-year-old would do. I started researching. And then when I realized it's of course Jesus is a historical figure, actual historical figure, then I had to say, is he who he said he was? And then I also had to settle some questions he raised in my mind about the New World Translation, Jehovah's Witness. Right. So I also did what any 17-year-old would do, and I bought a Greek-Hebrew interlinear Bible. And I began to look, and I saw, well, John 1, their interpretation is, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. I noticed there is no, that was a mistranslation. Right. So I dispatched with that, started looking for myself. I saw how the disciples had, in reading the scriptures, how the disciples had denied Jesus. But post-crucifixion, how they had all but John had died as a martyr. Peter, crucified upside down in Rome. John, he got off easily by being boiled in oil and exiled to the Isle of Patmos. So for me, I said, okay, Jesus is real, and I think he is who he says he is. And then that's around the time where I began to own my faith for my, wow. for myself. Went to college. I didn't know I was going to go into ministry. I ended up working as a marketing director for a Carlyle Group company when electronic bill presentment payment was starting. Mm-hmm. And I had previously asked the Lord, I was like, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do? I don't hear anything from you. I just need you to make it obvious. So this is while I was in college, just getting ready to leave. And my pastor of a large church, came up to me. He said, Travis, I want you to come see me. I'd like for you to be my young adult pastor. I thought that was pretty obvious. I just went from there. I took my degree, worked in that field that I was telling you about, paid the bills, started a church in Chicago. And that's kind of how our route took. Yeah.
Now you're pastoring Pathway Church, in Alabama. And check this out, you guys. During COVID, which was a real tough time for the church, you were telling me earlier your church actually grew. Tell the folks what the Lord's been doing at Pathway Church in Alabama. If you're anywhere down near Alabama, I guess Mobile, Alabama is down near Pensacola, down near the Panhandle, right?
We're in between Pensacola and New Orleans.
Okay.
So it's a little, you know, it's a little French, little redneck, little coastal vibe. It's like heaven. I tell people, you can't get to heaven, get to Mobile.
It's pretty great.
Go to heaven. You need to go to heaven, but Mobile's pretty great. So, yeah, we were just pastoring. And
you live in a Mobile home.
I don't have anything to say now.
Sorry, I just kind of rolling.
No. So during COVID, we just started meeting needs. One of the cool things that happened for us is I'm in my backyard. Everything had just happened. I'm Facebook Live talking about what we're doing in ministry. We had started putting food in people's trunks. We had people coming to the church. We were giving away about groceries for about 4,000 families a week. So they would come in lines, and we just put the groceries in their trunk. We'd pray for people. And so while I was in my backyard just talking about this, I said, you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to feed all of the doctors and nurses in our city.
Oh, wow.
And so somebody piped back, and they were like, hey, I'll pay for one hospital. So next thing I know, we were preparing meals for every single hospital, every single employee, janitor, admin in our hospitals. And we just started meeting needs. So what ended up happening is during COVID, we went from two campuses to doubling that to four campuses during those couple of years there. And God was just really faithful. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of turbulence today. A lot of folks, a lot of attacks on the church, a lot of gender confusion, a lot of crazy stuff, and a lot of temptation for pastors to kind of get away from the true teaching, gospel-centered teaching of the Word of God, and just to kind of go into the pop culture stuff and to get popular or get too political or get too woke, whatever. Give us a challenge in what God's put in your heart, Pastor Travis, Pathway Church. What's your word to pastors out there about holding forth the Word of truth?
I would say preach the Bible. It feels like there's been somewhat of a revival of preaching the scriptures and fall in love with the Bible again. It really is everything. How are people going to be saved if we don't give them the scriptures? How will they be saved without the gospel?
Wow.
So, you know, we probably need less therapeutic preaching, more gospel preaching, more Bible preaching. But what I have definitely seen is I have seen people coming to Christ during some of the most challenging moments, you know, Pride Month, you know, different attacks on the church when the church is shutting down. You know, I'm thinking about when we were forced out of the church and we're passing out food. I remember on one particular Wednesday, there were two families in the line that had an immediate family member either commit suicide or overdose. And there are just needs throughout the community. It's just an incredible opportunity for the church to step up and love people, serve people, and preach the gospel.
That's pretty amazing. The church being the church. Isn't that cool, y'all? Adopting a whole hospital. You know, during COVID, we're going to go feed the medical people, the ones that are putting up with us, the ones that are risking their lives to save our lives. What's the best way for folks to hear your preaching, to find out more about Pathway Church in Mobile?
Oh, I like it.
Mobile, Alabama. From Mobile, Alabama, at linebacker, Pastor Travis Johnson.
You can check us out at pathwaychurch.us or, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, that sort of thing. Catch us on YouTube. We'd love to have you pipe in.
Go to his Instagram page. I just followed you. And we're really friends. By the way, he followed me before I could follow him, which is kind of cool. But I saw that meme, and I just had to laugh. I'm going to screenshot that and shoot it to all my Alabama fans. Maybe someone will go to church now.
I did another one after the Alabama-Georgia game. Yeah. Right?
Wow.
So That was great.
So you got one coming up in the big championships.
I lost my voice after the Alabama Auburn game. I'm sitting out back. We live on the river, and I'm like yelling. I can hear people in the neighborhood yelling. I lost my voice at the end of that game. So for the Alabama Georgia game, I was very quiet, very well behaved. Fourth quarter, I'm repeating over and over, goose fraba, you know, just really just trying to chill out a little bit.
So it's interesting he said that because, you know, his whole meme was, you know, your team won the game, you have no reason not to go to church. Well, he had a reason not to go to church. He's the preacher. He has no voice. So, hey, thanks for bringing the word, brother. Thanks for being a blessing, man.
Thank you so much. This has been really great, Stu.
We're on the campus of Liberty University in the coffee shop here with a bunch of Liberty University students. Hey, let's make a little noise, Liberty students. Let's make a little noise, Liberty students. Come on, let's make a little noise. Live national radio. Awesome. This is big ratings. 93.7 FM, our big station here.
I'm on a limb with you.
Hey, you and me. Hey, we made some noise, didn't we, preacher?
Yeah, we did. We did. We could get them to do better. Hey, hey. Come on, you guys. Give it up. Let's go.
Give it up. Give it up. Live national radio. Awesome. All right. We're still waiting on my coffee. It'll be here any minute. God bless you, man. Thanks for being on. Let's all read it. Read it. Go ahead. Read the thing.
He's pulling up. Okay, so there's two memes. There's two memes. Okay, I'll close with this, too. Yeah. And this is after the Alabama-Georgia game. Announcement for my church. You may say, quote, amen, or, quote, roll tide while I'm preaching tomorrow.
So when you gave a mic drop moment from the word, someone yelled, instead of amen, they yelled roll tide.
It is basically like that anyway, so it didn't take any encouragement.
Check out the podcast, share this, and connect with Pastor Travis online at truthnetwork.com and download and subscribe to our podcast network.
This is the Truth Network.